never give up.
No. Guten Abend, Phil. It is afternoon. And we are headed down to the Daughters with a... Well, let me turn that radio down. What kind of pie is that, Mom? Coconut cream pie. How's your day going? This is NZTR.
Good. I took my wife for some paperwork for her surgery next Tuesday. And then we went and had her COVID test. And then I've been to Greenville to do a little work. And I'm headed back to take her to the hospital. She's got to have a procedure this afternoon before the big one. So anyway, everything's going good. Good to have this good weather. But it sure has been quiet on 6-1.
No, I had some nice Q-shows with Jerry and Rusty this morning, and yesterday, quite a long time with several others. I was sitting up in the kitchen there and talking and enjoyed it. I guess it is quiet a lot, though. It depends on when you're there. Well, we just passed Patewood out here on Buncombe, and there's a field out there that basically, you might say it's across from the airport, but it's not. It's down here on Buncombe ways, on 14. And I'm telling you, Phil, the cars are backed up for that COVID test for, you wouldn't believe how many cars is out there.
Spartanburg, just down the street from the hospital, an old car dealership was sitting there, and so I'm sure they leased it for a good rate. So it's now the Spartanburg Regional Testing Center. And, man, they line up out there. But it moves faster than we dreamed. We thought we'd be there for hours, and it moves quite quickly. There's two lines, and they got ladies standing out there, you know, taking the paperwork and stuff before you get under the shelter. And since it was a car dealership, it's got some doors with high roofs and stuff. You know, the two lines drive through, so it actually worked out perfect for them.
Yesterday, I think it was, the governor said they had over 2,000 new cases of it.
Going crazy. Hopefully this vaccine will start. Well, they're giving it in Europe. Have they actually started here yet?
They're meeting today to approve it today, and I know Vice President Pence is down here. And so I would imagine that's what he's for, is to make that announcement, although they say it's live streaming from the FDA.
Pence is in Greenville today. I think we've got some people going to either meet with him or get to see him or whatever. He's a good man. I'd love to see him in there in 2024.
Know anything about him, I hope so, too. You know that. I don't know if Trump tarnished him a little or not. I think the honorable thing to do for Trump now is to concede defeat and move on. And he can probably do more good that way, but he seems to thrive on controversy.
Well, I don't know if you listened to Tara in the morning and then Bobby Mack in the afternoon, but I don't know where they get their information, but they've got solid cases. This happened, this happened, this happened, and it really should be looked into. I just, you know, I agree at this point it's probably not going to be turned over, unfortunately, but the whole future of our country, we're through if paper ballots are allowed in the future, and I guess they're going to be. But they're just too many problems and too easy. But I can't understand why some of these courts keep turning down these things when they've got witnesses and even videos of stuff happening.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think once the pandemic's over, I don't see how they can justify the paper ballots anymore, but I didn't even know they was considering that. But that's the ruination, like you say, of the country, because, there's just a lot of problems with it. and the people that really cared, about 35% of the country, are the ones that take time to go and vote.
We'll do away with paper ballots and make voting a whole week long. And that way nobody could say they couldn't get there on such and such a day and maybe have it overlap into Saturday. And, you know, I don't want to keep anybody from voting. Man, nobody is prohibited from voting. You know, one side loves to scream that, you know, we're not letting everybody vote. There's nobody being told they can't vote. That's bull. But if we don't get rid of this paper stuff where it can just be manipulated, we're in trouble. I guess I'll get off that. But now everybody knows how I feel.
Well, I'm like you, Phil. I might not tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you the truth. And I think that's what counts in this life. Oh, well, let's hope that the election in Georgia goes the right direction. But that guy is, he's just a walking sin if he gets in. So I won't say any more about that. I'm not a big political guy, but God help us if that happens. And like Schumer says, it'll change the world. I believe that. Anyways, well, I haven't done a lot of radio lately. How you coming on your antenna? You got out there to do any work?
I got the one of the, I got all three supports I need now. I had two trees, and I just needed the center support, and I got it up. So I'm real close on that. But all this stuff, I've come in late after lunch 3 days this week, and they don't say anything about it because I've been so what's the words I want? I've missed very few days in 20 years, very few, and so they just they know I'm going through the, you know, I'm not home playing. So anyway, I've had a lot to do. But I'm very close on the antenna. I'm on Wade Hampton. I'm coming into Lyman, but a couple of miles back, I passed a big field, and I thought of something you may not know about, Tom, because you hadn't been down here that many years. There's a big field right across from where CRC Recycling is. And when I was growing up, there was a guy, it was during the time, you remember, what years was it when hijacking trucks got to be a big deal?
I don't remember, Phil. Probably the 90s.
The 90s or before. But anyway, there was an old boy, and he was hijacking trucks, and he had him a backhoe, and he was burying them right there in that field. And when he needed money, he'd dig down and get into one of them and sell some stuff. And I guess that's how they caught him. I don't know really how they caught him. But he'd bury the whole stinking thing right there in that field. Can you imagine?
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Big hole with a dirt ramp, you know, just leading down into it. And he'd just drive it right down in there. I guess he had the hole ready. And I don't know. Maybe it was when he was marketing the stuff inside. I don't know how else they'd catch him.
We got drones now, Phil.
Well, we didn't back then.
Oh, I remember when they went up the street from our house one time and stole the combine. And it's just unbelievable the things that they'll take. They took a trailer this last week that belonged to one of the schools here locally and had all their band instruments, well, not all of them, but it had a bunch of $30,000 or $40,000 worth of band instruments in it, and it was painted on the side with the school logo and all of that. Our daughter had one stolen that way. when she owned Lawn Doctor of Greer, and they just installed shelves and everything for what they needed, and they stole it overnight, and it wasn't over, 5 days old.
I saw the picture of that trailer. That just shows how people are so desperate for money to take that kind of a risk. Now, where are you going to keep that unless you bury it with a backhoe?
Yeah, and then yesterday they stole a lady had 7 children. She had all her Christmas presents in this SUV. However, I would almost bet you that she went off and left it idling and went into a snack attack or something. But they stole that and wrecked it, and then all of the toys and that were gone out of it. Now, you got to be pretty low to do something like that.
Crazy. That's crazy. Well, I remember several years ago there was a company in Easley on 123 there that would do wrought iron and steel fabrication and stuff like that. And just to show what they could do, they had a 2-story spiral staircase out in front of the building. And, man, there's no telling what that thing weighed. And somebody stole it.
It's amazing what they can do and the lows they'll stoop to nowadays to do it. I worry about my neighbor's boat. He got the lock on it, I'm sure, but they can back up and cut a lock off and be gone in no time. And it's just really, really sad. He's working on a friend of his truck, and so he's got it out of the garage where he normally keeps it. And it's an old 53 Chevy, and he's putting a new engine in it. He actually tore the engine apart and had it machined and putting it back. But I worry about that nice new boat he's got. Because, boy, they can do it. Now, my trailer is way out in the backyard, and you know how many lights I got out there. So if they go in there and my telephone notifies me, they better be able to run over 1,000 foot a second. And he's quite a ways out there. And I've shot squirrels a lot farther than what that trailer is. Anyways, Phil, we've arrived at Amy's, and we've got to get our masks on and go in there and deliver this pie to her. And I'm probably going to have to move because Scotty's home from his job. He's an engineer up here at Usher's Machine Tool. Oh, well, we'll park here for a minute. Good hearing you, Phil. Yeah, holler if you need anything. The 73s. And then before NGU and 0TR clear.
See you, Tom and Bernice. W4, never give up.
Hey, check says mobile.